Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Live from Zarloth, a weekly improv newscast from the depths of space, hand-delivered to your ugly front door by Shoulder Knife. At this time, we ask that you relax, boot up your improbability drive, and enjoy. Long live Zarloth!
Evening, subjects of the Empire. You are listening to Live from Zarloth. That's your number one resource for breaking news. As always, I'm Herc Dercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman.
And it is our honor to bring you tonight's top stories from across the cosmos. Dear listeners, we have something very special to plug today. You can now email us at livefromzarloth@gmail.com.
Oh, joyous news!
It's joyous. You can send us whatever you got. You got questions, you got stories we may not know
photographs?
About. Just careful with those photographs. But
any photographs you like.
Maybe not any photographs you like, but a good handful.
Pictures you have on your phone, we want to see them.
Ron, sometimes humans send pictures that are less than presentable in a work setting. They're not always suitable for work.
Excellent. I see. ron.spackman@gmail.com.
I don't know if it'll get to him, but you can send your pictures
either.
There.
Do you have to set something up?
I think there's something you gotta set up.
I thought you just kind of threw your name out there and it would find its... I see.
It was something the producer did. He handed me this slip of paper and he said...
I see.
I don't know what people will send us. If they send us pictures, I'll look at them. But I may not like what I see.
And I may definitely like what I see. All that to say, whatever you have, we just can't wait to see it.
Oh, we'll whatever read it live. We'll read it live on air.
Yes.
Send it, baby girl.
Send it all. With the joyous news out front, sadly, I must change tone a little bit as we... Live from Zarloth are no strangers to controversy or challenge, and, it has come to our attention that many of our listeners wish for us to acknowledge a certain statement regarding Live from Zarloth that was made by a smaller, independent news program called Caladon in the Cosmos. Now, we here at Live from Zarloth want nothing but transparency. Isn't that right, Herc?
That's absolutely right.
And fairness is of chief importance to us at all times, so we've elected to simply air the clip and let you, the public, make your own conclusions. In a segment aired last night, Baron Caladon Starslayer had this to say about our programming.
I could submerge my entire arm in a bucket of political bias that Life from Zarloth is cooking up these days. Oh, it's so mysterious how two iconic anchors are suddenly gone, and now you've got two incredibly biased hosts spoon-feeding these downist ideas of the masses. Oh, it's all part of the radical down trying to take control of your younglings. They want to get them when they're young and supple and feed them all the manner of evil things from their tit. You know, I said I wasn't going to do it, but I will. I'm going to do it. I'm going to tell you a true story. I had the honor of attending the Intergalactic Press Gala, and I was at my table enjoying my delicious bisque when none other than Herc Dercules passed my table, pointed at my dish, and said, "One day that's going to be me." He then blew a whistle for some reason and walked away. Well, I found the entire situation downright disgusting. We've lost another staple of our craft to the radicals, and I won't kneel. If Ron Spackman or Herc Dercules came in here right now and said, "Kneel," I wouldn't do it. I kneel to no species. I'm a green-blooded clam wielder, and I will not submit, damn it. I won't. Huh.
I didn't know he was going to make a segment about it. That seems a little unprofessional to me. It should be clear that every single function that I have ever gone to that serves hot food, I'm going to point at somebody's dish and I'm going to say, that's going to be me one day. It's just pointing out a fact. As for blowing my whistle, that's just my religion.
That's a religious thing. If anything, this is discrimination.
It's discrimination, I think. Fair and unbiased news is just that, fair and unbiased. If you're going to be throwing shade at Herc Dercules for his religious beliefs, I think that's more of a reflection on you than it really is on me.
Mm.
That's all there is to it, baby girl. Come at Herc, but Herc's going to come back swinging. I believe in... I'm going to blow that whistle. You going to stop me? You going to take my whistle away? I don't think so.
As curious as I would be to see what happens without the whistle, it boils down to three things. Firstly, wasn't it so honest of us to play that for you?
It really was. We're good people.
We're really good people. Secondly, he didn't say anything bad about me.
I mean, your name was thrown in there.
Kind of. I don't think he even really said it correctly. It was Speckman or something of the like. Which, what are you going to say? Baron Caladon? Oh, yeah. It's a miracle he got as many words out as he did. I'm sorry.
Let's keep it fair.
Fair and balanced.
Baron Caladon is a piece of crap.
Whoa. Hey, well, no.
Fair and unbiased.
We're trying to be fair and unbiased.
Everybody thinks it.
But that's up to the listener. Another thing is, does anyone smell jealousy in the room?
What?
I smell a fresh-baked pie made from nothing but rhubarb and jealousy. I was speaking with one of our lesser producers.
not that you're lesser to me, Tomlin. Wipe that smile off. You know what I'm saying.
He knows what I'm saying. What I'm saying is there was a certain Baron Caladon Starslayer who apparently was a bit of a front-runner to be one of the new hosts of Life from Zarloff.
Oh, Baron Caladon. Your colors are showing, baby girl.
And they are green.
They are green.
Green, green, green. Like green. Your blood, you little clam wilder.
You. You got your green blood and we can smell it. You were going to replace Ron. I can't believe that. Well, you got beat out by Ron Speckman. Incredible.
Not to throw Tomlin under the bus, my sweet Herc.
Hi, Tomlin.
It was actually a slip of paper that apparently was circling around the desks for quite some time that had Baron Caladon Star Slayer with, well, myself, Ron Speckman. Which I will say, originally, as I was marinating in my tube, I believed I would be the sole anchor, but apparently there was a rumbling for quite some time that it was supposed to be the two of us.
Well, you see, that confuses me because, you know, I worked hard for this position and through no sabotage of any barons and no nefarious any kind of purposing.
You keep saying nefarious.
Breaking news! We have a big story for you here tonight. This is freshly breaking. Citizens of the Zarloffian Empire in several systems are celebrating the intergalactic holiday known as Ecstasy Day.
Oh.
Created in honor of Molly Labmaid. Our team visited one of the most popular celebrations here on Zarloff 1, and we asked revelers for their thoughts on the proceedings. The most common response was this.
Oh my god! There are the wolves! They're in the walls! Oh my god! Bugs! Bugs in my skin! Bugs in my eyes! You're not real! You're not real! You're in the walls!
Now what did you think about that, Ron? Isn't that just a wonderful day of celebration? Sounds like they're having a good time
down
there.
They sound like they're having a complete and total blast.
It was just a quote. Like I feel like I captured the essence of what they are feeling down there, but you know, you gotta really experience it for yourself.
No, well, it's funny you say that. Firstly, you laced it. Perfect impression.
Thank you.
And I know this, it feels like home to me, even just hearing that manner of speech.
Oh.
Not because, not in my specific tube, but actually three tubes down from me, there was a young man cooking at the time, marinating in, right.
His spices, yep.
In his spices and such, and one of his spices was that sweet homage to Molly Labmaid herself.
Mm.
And let's just say, oh, how did he put it? There was one late afternoon, a lot of the other guys had been pulled out of the tubes. I'm getting, my carrots are kind of working their way down to the bottom of my tube.
Of course,
I know my time has nearly come, and I just wanted to share a little bit of gratitude for the companionship. And I, if I remember correctly, I said to him, "Hello. Whatever path the universe carves for us, I hope you know that I am grateful for the stones we shared between our feet these last few months. Do you feel the same way?" And he looked at me, and he smiled. And he said, "Oh, God, the veggies! The poor veggies, but they're in my hands, and it doesn't mean anything! Why? Oh! And I'll remember that till the day I die."
Ron, no disrespect.
Hmm.
I think some of the vegetables might have gotten to your friend's head. I'm not sure he heard a word that you said, just based off of that retelling that you've given us. Listeners, you send us an email, you tell me what you think, but I'm pretty sure that guy was just worried about all the vegetables that went to his brain.
And if I can be completely honest with you, Herc, I think you missed the metaphor.
What's the metaphor in there, Ron?
We're all vegetables in the galaxy stew. I look at you, and I see a vegetable.
The vegetable stew, of course, being a very famous galaxy, very close to the Zarloff system.
Beautiful.
Something
place
that we've all been a part of and have been through. Mm. So, yeah, I guess in a way, we are all vegetables.
We're all vegetables.
We love you, Earthlings. You're vegetables, too.
You're every our single favorite one of vegetables.
You. Tasty. I mean, really good vegetables sucking down your Zarloffian smoothies as we speak.
Well, that's an interesting way to put it, but
because of the hazing rituals.
Right! Are they done with that, though? You would have been out of your hazing ritual by now?
Glorbon, it took about 3.5 weeks, so they're probably either right at the end of it, right. Or they might be done, I guess. It could be, baby girl. You might be finished with those smoothies right now, hard to say.
Your go mode was about 2 weeks.
It was about a
2 week time span for us, but we got out.
Gomodians are going. They're go mode. Of course they got through it.
Oh, coming up on the teleprompter, a fascinating discovery on the planet Tylon this week, as scientists were able to surgically remove the entire skeleton of an adult Tylonian. The surgeon in charge, Dr. Poot, would later tell the press, "We humble creatures will always be stretching our talons as far as science will allow. Perhaps it is hubris. Perhaps a purer need to discover what worth we can provide this world of ours. Maybe in our heart of hearts we want the galaxy to finally tell us no. Like a parent reprimanding their rebellious child. Whatever the case may be, as of today, we now know this. Without your bones, you're just a blob."
Incredible. I think the best part of that story is actually that the Tylonian.
Tylonian, yeah, you got it.
That the Tylonian was actually still alive during the process.
That was the most fascinating piece of it. There's a photograph we can see. I wish we had a way to show it to you.
It's deeply graphic.
You ask for the image, we'll give you the image. You just have to email it to Hercules the Gorlobian at gmail.biz.
.biz, that's right. Because I am a business entity. Herc Dercules. That email does not exist. Some poor fool on Earth named Herc Dercules is going to receive images of a skeleton being ripped out of a 10-foot alien with claws.
I love it.
We love to see it.
You love to see it.
Still graphic.
It's a little unsettling. I don't know what I'd akin it to in Earth terms. Maybe a
skinwalker.
Or a whoopee cushion.
Oh,
That's kind of the look I'm getting.
They're pretty similar things.
Mm.
You're talking about what a Tylonian looks like.
Yes.
Yes.
As a creature. Skeleton regardless.
Our misunderstandings, yes, they do look like a whoopee cushion, but the act of the skeleton being ripped out is something from your legendarium of something like a skinwalker.
Mm.
That's what I would akin it to.
Yes. Mm. Yes. I have to ask, Herc.
Yeah?
In the vein of skinwalking and Earth and things of the like.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen anything other than Interstellar this week?
Mm.
And if you say you went and watched Interstellar for a sixth time, I honestly, I'm not going to lie to you, I'll be a little upset.
Well, I did watch Interstellar a couple more times. There was this character called Matthew, and he fought Coop on a planet made of ice. They tumbled. But I won't go into it. I did watch something else. I actually did.
Oh. Well, lovely. Well, thank you for branching out, and I'm sorry Coop had to go through all of that.
That's, he's so brave. He's so brave.
He's a brave man, and I'm glad you take such inspiration as someone who I'm, you know, I'm grateful it's not Caladon Star Slayer, if I'm completely honest. In thinking about it now, you know, it would have been a toss-up at the time, but now I'm grateful it wasn't him. I'm not necessarily grateful it's you specifically, but, you know, I'm grateful it's not him, and I'm glad you're inspired by Coop in such a way. But what was the other documentary or film you partook in?
Of course, the other documentary that I watched was a small, independently filmed doc called JJ the Jet Plane. Now, JJ the Jet Plane is about a supernatural being who flies through the skies, unlike what humans can do, so I guess he is somewhat of a god to them. It's not so unlike Thomas and Lady and all the sexual beings that we were talking... I set him off.
What do you mean?
We're not getting into it. We're not getting into it.
In what way is it similar?
No one has seen Lady. I'm saying that it's the face of a human, but instead of being on a train,
yes,
it's on a jet plane. And
are they real?
I think so. It's a documentary.
Are they on Earth now?
They went to a place called the Okefenokee Swamp.
I will find it. I have to find it.
Ron, please come back. We're not done.
Tomlin!
Ron, I don't think Tomlin's going to make it to Earth.
Give me the locale of the Okefenokee Swamp.
I'm deeply sorry. I shouldn't have brought up.
Find it right now.
Shouldn't have brought up creatures with human faces. It really sets him off. He's got a fetish, I think.
It's not a fetish. It's a purpose.
Breaking news! After a mere 3 weeks of being back in Zarlafian space, renowned ambassador Michelle Obama has been kidnapped.
No!
Kidnapped by a hive mind known simply as the Greg. When asked for a comment on their actions, the Greg had this to say. Let's roll that clip.
It was a pretty standard Greg operation. The hive mind got together. We decided who we wanted to abduct. We let the tractor beam go over the subject. The subject gets sucked up into the spaceship. And then we have the subject. The problem was, we thought we were getting Wayne Brady. And we didn't.
Bold words. From the Greg.
Allow me to be perfectly clear. I would die for Michelle Obama.
Oh, we all would. He's a wonderful person.
But I would kill for Wayne Brady.
Oh.
And we do not negotiate with terrorists.
That's absolutely right. Greg, the Greg, if you're listening right now, we reject all of your demands as much as two anchors on Live from Zarloff are able. We're going to pass it back to the politicians. Yeah. But as far as we stand, we don't negotiate with terrorists.
Can you hear me right now, Greg?
Greg?
Can you hear me, Greg?
Are you listening, Greg? We're not going to stand for it.
We won't stand.
You give us back Michelle Obama. And if you happen to come across Wayne Brady, I would like to meet him, please.
Me too. Me very much as well.
Mm.
But all that aside,
yeah.
Truly, I know you're listening, Greg.
There's so many of you being a hive mind. You're surely somebody's listening to Live from Zarloff.
I know you're listening, and I want to make it perfectly clear. Once I'm done at the Okefenokee Swamp, there's going to be a little second stop on my trip. I don't know how long I'll be at the Okefenokee Swamp. It may be days. It may be months. It might be years. I may spend the rest of my life in the Okefenokee Swamp, but if by some dark miracle I do not, the next place I am coming is wherever the Greggs are hiding. I could have phrased that differently.
It's all right.
In hindsight, I would have phrased it differently. The next place I'm going, I will find the Greggs, and you will yield Michelle Obama to us. And if you lay a hand on Wayne Brady, well, I will go back to go mode. I will fill every tube we have with new seeds, and I will plant hot sauce and whiskey in every single tube,
Don't
and I will
warriors.
Condition them to find Greggs and kill them. You don't touch Wayne Brady!
I also want to point out real quick, Ron, that it is deeply insensitive to call them the Greggs.
Oh, is it?
Adding that, like, that plural, that possessive plural, that might not be right, onto the end of a hive mind's name is deeply offensive.
Oh,
it's just the Greg.
All right. Well, okay. Here's the radical down that Star Slayer was talking about.
I mean, just because I'm a downist doesn't mean that I don't care about general political leanings throughout the rest of the galaxy. It just means I believe what I believe, and I think that's offensive. Cancel me. Cancel Herc Dercules if that's the wrong thing to say. I don't care. I am a staunch downist.
Mom, you're truly woke.
I am.
Well, it sounds like you're negotiating with the terrorist
I'm not negotiating.
You're fondling his brain right now.
Fondling his brain?
You're saying, hey, good little brain, I want you to feel valid and such. He is a criminal. All of these, I'll say it again, Greggs.
It's less about the Greg specifically. It's just more, there's good hive minds out there, and I don't want them to be caught in the crossfire of this ideology that we're not going to... Ron, what the hell was I just talking about?
Herc, I need you to name one hive mind that you would spend the afternoon with right now.
That's easy. You don't even have to say go. The pretzel.
Okay.
You know the pretzel?
I do know the pretzel, and I'm
isn't he great?
Know, I might need to calm down on the plural thing. I don't support the Greg.
Nobody does. I hate the Greg as much as anybody. He's a little piece of crap.
He's terrible.
Much like the Baron.
And even if Michelle Obama is maybe the most capricious heist he has waylaid to our fair lands, mm-hmm. I don't really care for him. The pretzel, however, did...
Ooh. The pretzel's just a good all-around guy, you know? Pretzel, he comes up to you, he says, ooh, twisty! And he just looks at you with those devilish three eyes. Mm. And you're just like, the pretzel. And there's so many of him.
There's so many of thousands.
And they're twisting into all kinds of shapes. And you're just like, oh, the pretzel just makes me feel good.
Yeah.
In a way that the Greg never will because he's a terrorist.
He's a terrorist. And the pretzel couldn't be further. You could go to the mall.
An anti-terrorist.
Anti-terrorist?
Anti-terrorist? Is that what we would call the pretzel? He's about as opposite.
That is what I would call the pretzel.
Is being anti the opposite?
That
is, or is it just the lack thereof?
It's the opposite. There's no question. Going to Space Mall. Let's say you go to the Space Mall and you're strolling into an anti-ants. And suddenly there's a three-eyed creature and they've got a beer in their hand. And they're like, hey, how are you? Like... Pretzel?
What are you doing here, Pretzel?
And you give him a big hug, and he's like, I got a beer for you. And you're like, no way. And then you say, this coming to me? And you turn around, and there's three more, and they're smiling, and everyone wants a hug. That's
and then outside,
the pretzel.
There's about 100 more. It's just everywhere. If you wanted to, you could find the pretzel just about anywhere you go.
Mm.
And that's, I think there's something really special.
Yeah. A lot of airports on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you'll see them a lot.
Yeah.
Spaceports, the further out you get.
I feel like humans just don't always take the time to notice these things. There's a guy as good as the pretzel just sitting in the Auntie Annie's right in front of them.
Mm.
All you have to do is stop and say hello.
It's that
he often lives in a glass house. He likes glass houses. He likes to display his life because he has nothing to hide. He's just a good all-around guy.
There's a vulnerability there that I respect, I admire, I wish to replicate.
Nothing wrong with that. I think that's okay.
If it were in my power. Oh, well, this hasn't been the best day for positive news, but, well, I'm... Frankly, this one hits a little close to home. I'm quite sorry. Zarlafian government official Bismarck Glanz was caught red-handed last Wednesday after being seen dipping his arm in a can of red paint. When asked for a comment, he replied, "I can quit whenever I want. Can I keep this microphone? It just looks like a good microphone. I collect them, you see? Are you sure? Thanks." Our thoughts and prayers go out to his wife and family in this difficult time.
Bismarck, as somebody who just is red, I'm going to say it. I don't want to sound like my own broken record in terms of how woke I am.
Yeah, you've been pushing it today.
But it's deeply offensive. It's deeply offensive. You go get caught red-handed. What are red people supposed to think?
It's pretty blatant. And let's be completely honest, 25, 30 years ago, maybe not that big of a deal.
Not as much, but it's a hate crime now.
It is now. And it's not for... And let's say if a hologram had resurfaced of Bismarck Glanz from 30 years ago,
right,
and he were to be dipping his hand in red paint and saying, "I'm a Glorlobian," or what have you, not Glor a big deal.
Bonnie.
But now, that's just...
There are so many old holographic films of famous actors and celebrities doing red hand, and it's just not okay anymore. We actually slap labels on so many of those pieces of art. If we can call them pieces of art, I don't think red hand should have ever been allowed.
It didn't need to start. And it started exclusively as a way to degrade. That's its
absolutely
roots.
At the root. Yeah,
I don't want to hit someone with a stray here, but I saw the Greg at Freezing Man, and he had every one of his hands in a bucket of red paint.
The no Greg,
shame. No shame.
Freezing Man of all places. Crazy things go on there, but that is not the place to be racist. That's another mark against the Greg.
Exactly. And it's an accepting space. It's a crazy space. I'm not going to lie. You watch a 300-foot man freeze to death.
It's really intense. Something. It's really intense.
It is intense and weirdly difficult to get a ticket to.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Why are they so expensive?
It doesn't make sense. They're in the middle of the tundra on an ice planet.
To be fair, you can go to just about the other side of the planet where it's free and just stand outside the fence, and then you can catch just about all of it. He's a big guy.
It's not the same. You can see the guy, but it's not about the guy freezing.
You're talking it's about the community. It's about being there with people.
Which is naturally why a hive mind would be there. But a hive mind who showed up and was like, "I'm not going to watch a man freeze to death. I'm going to be racist."
Yeah, and you probably bought up so many tickets being the Greg. You probably took up so many spaces. All for what?
That's
for
probably what? Why the tickets were sold out, now that I think about it. Another mark against the Greg. You're price gouging.
The Greg, if it isn't clear by this point, we hate you.
I couldn't have said that better myself. I was going to try and articulate it on it further, and no, that pretty much laced it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Well, that's all that we have time for here at Live from Zarloff. We hope that you have enjoyed today's episode. A lot of racism, a lot of hating on the Greg. Ron, what do you have over there?
Well, I just wanted to contribute as we are heading out. I know you're still searching for your Freemasons and everything.
That's right.
And while I did find the scientists of Florida, I did not much care for what they had. And yet somehow I have begun receiving letters from these scientists of Florida.
You are holding in your hand an actual pamphlet.
Holding,
he really is.
Church of Scientology.
Here in the studio, Ron is holding in his completely real hand. I am shocked.
Frankly, I will not indulge the manifesto on it as someone who is also intrigued by the notion of the Freemasons. I must implore you scientists to pump the brakes.
Leave him alone.
I don't need this much mail.
He doesn't want you. We know you have some kind of high priest that has one tooth in the middle of his face. Some kind of Cruise. Some kind of Thomas Cruise. We don't want any of that nonsense.
There's only one Thomas in my heart of hearts.
I know who it is.
And he doesn't have legs. He has wheels. There's an active volcano on this letter.
It's really intense. We should post a picture of that.
Incredibly intense. Needlessly intense.
Graphic even.
Hubbard Dianetics Seminar.
This has been Live from Zarloff. I am Herc Dercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman.
And we'll catch you next week, baby girl.
This has been Live from Zarloff, a Shoulder Knife production. Herc Dercules was played by Joey Fajone. Ron Spackman was played by Andrew Fajone. This episode featured special guests Josiah Mayer as Baron Caladon Starslayer and Justin Abels as The Greg. Art design by Bernadette Schwegel. Audio production by Joey Fajone. Theme music by Andrew Fajone. Want to keep up to date with Shoulder Knife and never miss a new episode? Follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow Live from Zarloff on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. To support Shoulder Knife and have access to future exclusive content, join our Patreon. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.
I might spend the rest of my life in the Okefenokee Swamp. I may spend...
This is going at the end of the episode.
Oh, God.
The Okefenokee Swamp.